Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
Well, cattle producers, your next Superior Video Livestock Auction coming Thursday, March 25th on Dish Network Channel 997 SLA TV and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. Starting 8 a.m. Central Time, 29,500 head will be offered, 8,500 yearling steers, 4,400 yearling heifers, over 12,000 weaned calves. Now, if you'd like to know the estimated time a lot will sell or preview the video, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call for information 800-422-2117.
It's time for planting season, and at Nutrien Ag Solutions, we're ready. Leading the field with the largest selection of top-performing corn and soybean seed brands. Get the most out of your acres by partnering with our local crop consultants who can provide custom recommendations and services for your specific field conditions. Choose from top-performing seed brands by visiting NutrienAgSolutions.com or your local retail location today.
Well, there was a feeling of bullishness in the air yesterday as cattle futures moved back above price resistance. The prospect of higher cash this week, as well as stronger indication of the seasonal spring rally, is beginning to give confidence to traders to own futures contracts. It was a nice way to celebrate National Ag Day. Boxed beef prices were strong, possibly indicating consumer demand will remain strong in the coming weeks. Hogs were again on fire yesterday after futures took a bit of a breather. Only April made a new contract high, with the rest of the contracts stopping just shy of new highs. There is just no stopping the aggressiveness of packers as they continue to pay higher prices, and rightly so. Demand is strong, with consumers not showing any price resistance. Well, mostly steady wheat prices overnight as Chicago wheat adds gains, Kansas sees small losses, and Minneapolis is unchanged. The price action in wheat markets yesterday felt like contracts had gone low enough for now to encourage some bottom picking. Several major importers announced tenders yesterday, helping make the case an intermediate term low has been set. South Korea, the Philippines, and Thailand have all announced tenders in recent days, while China was said to be shopping offers of white wheat out of the U.S. Steady to slightly weaker corn prices overnight as contracts oscillate on either side of unchanged. As has been the trend lately, corn continues to trade wide ranges without straying too far from the $5.50 level basis May. It does not feel like corn will be able to move too far away from the $5.50 level before the March 31st reports. Mixed trade in the soy complex overnight as soybeans and meal trade higher, while soybean oil takes a breather. Ag markets have been dominated by soybean oil of late as it trades to new multi-year highs on a daily basis, and the outperformance of most of the other commodities has been dropping. We're going to check the futures in just a moment.
It starts at home or work, even in your car. Wherever you are, whoever you are, physical activity is essential to a healthy life. So let's start moving, walking, kicking, riding, running, and raising the roof. Do chair dips while you watch TV. Calf raises at work, shoulder rolls at a red light, move a little or a lot. Just move for 30 minutes every day or get 60 with your kids. Let's start moving today. Get activity ideas at shapeyourfutureok.com, a program of TSET.
Well, April live cattle up 35 cents, 119.12. June's up 112 at 120.05. April feeder cattle up 32 cents, 139.75. May up 37, 145.47. April hogs up 142 at 96.47. Kansas City wheat, May up 3 3/4 at 582. July was up 4 cents at 588 and a quarter. Chicago wheat, May up 7.5, 634 3/4. July up 7 cents at 626 and a quarter. May corn up 2 1/4, 551 1/4. July's up 2 3/4 at 534 1/4. May soybeans up 5 3/4 at 1423 1/4. And the July's up 7 1/4 cents, 1411 1/4 penny. May cotton down 109. That's a pre-opening look at your agricultural markets. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.